Emily,
yeah,
come over here. So what have you drawn here, darling?
A picture of me and Keela with a rope that has been tied to the moon, and we're swinging on it.
Now, what is Keela?
The dog.
And that's what we can hear.
Which is right, sitting right there.
Is that what we can hear? Clicky, clicky in the background. Now, why on earth have you tied a rope to the moon, and are you and Keela swinging off it?
It's in the Olympic Games story, which I hope you'll enjoy. Now, this is just a secret that I have to tell Dad. So,
Dad, you can write the story down, and I'll tell you what to write. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, then. Now, I hope you will enjoy this story and read it plenty of times, because we could add some things in.
So, what other games will there be in the story, just so that we can tell people? What other games were part of the Olympic Games in the back garden this morning?
Well, swimming in the puddles. I almost drowned. The barking competition.
Now, who won the barking competition?
Keela.
Seems a little bit unfair that she'd be entering a barking competition as a dog, and you're not a dog.
Well, life's life. There was also the really, really easy tree climbing competition for me. Keela lost. She was just at the first branch, then she fell down onto the sand.
Okay, so who won the, was it swimming in puddles?
Yeah, Keela did, because she knows how to swim.
Okay, so it was swimming in puddles, climbing in trees, barking, climbing up, swinging from a rope attached to the moon. What else was there?
Let me think. Oh yeah, there was a race and some football, which, Dad, you would love to see, since I actually won the football. No, wait, actually, Keela won, but I thought of it.
Now, tell me about the game with the candy floss and Niagara Falls, because was also one of the events in this Olympics in the back garden.
Oh, yeah, the craziest game was when me and Keela threw two pieces of candy floss down the edge of Niagara Falls. Then we had to row down it to see which candy floss piece would land first.
And whose candy floss reached the bottom of Niagara Falls first?
Neither. There was an eagle and it ate him.
Oh, well, that's a bit disappointing. And it's not something you often see at the Olympic Games, where an eagle actually gets involved in the competition.
Yeah, but the eagle was one of the obstacles.
Oh, was it?
Yep. You had to avoid getting your candy floss eaten. Oh, there was also a crazy chicken running around in the race. It banged into me, so I fell over, but I was actually a mile in front of Keela. She was panting and walking as slow as she could because she was exhausted. And the winning prize was either a fish or a dog bone. And I won the fish.
So did you win the whole Olympics or just that race?
Oh, I just won half and Keela won half.
So it was a draw?
Yeah, but I did win one more race than she did.
So you won the back garden Olympics this year?
Yeah, but can I tell you the Olympics thing that she didn't even enter?
Go on.
The drawing competition of your favourite moment, the moon thing. So she didn't enter it. She was just scratching her head with her foot again.
Okay, very good. So, and we're going to put this up on online somewhere, are we?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for taking time out from your busy short sporting schedule this morning.
Oh yeah, and I also fell down in front of Keela's face because I was exhausted.
Okay.
Some race. So I can't believe I actually won 14,000 miles.
You ran 14,000 miles this morning?
Yeah.
No wonder you're looking so fit. So what are you going to do this afternoon, having run 14,000 miles this morning?
Well, I'm going to do the same darn thing all over again.
Emily Jane, thank you very much for taking the time. Are you going to do the outro music now?